Blog Talk Radio.
Study show. A study where we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and the rock and ditch we were hewn from, meaning our ancient ones, to get a clarification about some things and to find out what mistakes we made in other regards. I know quite often on this show we talk about the negative as far as some of our people are concerned, but truth be told, there are some good among us. There's traditionally good, they're taught by their families, traditionally good to do good things. And perhaps they taught by other entities to do good things. But even that being said, that's not enough. You need a clear good thing. You need to be all on board with a clear good thing, for as Yah is concerned. And yes, I'd be the first to admit, there are some good young brothers, good elder brothers, good young sisters, good elder sisters, but simply trying to live, simply trying to do the right thing, simply trying to do what's best for the community, their community at stake. And they're not selfish and self-centered and self-absorbed, and their life is somewhat manageable as a result. But for those who are totally unmanageable, that likes to manage things, but your own life is totally unmanageable because you do simply what you want to do and how you want to do it and think that will apply in the real world. That may suffice for you and the people you choose to hang out with, but they don't suffice for the real world, the real community at large, which is your community. Because if you don't know what your community is and what it stands for and what it entails and who is your LOM, you'll be totally confused about everything. And thus we have these negativities for some of our people are concerned. And it's incumbent upon each of us to educate our people. Now, that being said, they may not listen to you. They listen to the prophets. But you would be duty-bound and more obligated if you didn't do it. And so that's why we come on this show every day, Monday through Friday. And not because we're looking for appeasement, looking for your adulations, or looking for your approval and our validation. We simply come on this show because we love the Most High with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and our brothers and sisters, as I said. And that's a labor of love for the Most High. Now, certainly a labor of love for ourselves. And just because people don't tell you what you want to hear don't mean that they don't love you. When mothers raise little children, or fathers raise little children, sometimes they have to tell little Johnny and little Sally, don't touch that stove. That don't mean they don't mean little Johnny and little Sally any good. That means they mean them good. But sometimes you have little Johnny and little Sally wants to feel the heat because they can't handle the truth. They want to do what they want to do. But you will be duty-bound and morally obligated to do so, to inform your children of who, what, when, where, and how, because you would be negligent if you didn't. So we would be negligent as your brother and sister keeper to not tell you the truth when you need to hear the truth. But as I said, some of our lives are totally unmanageable, and so we don't want to be corrected. We don't want nobody to tell us nothing. We want to continue doing the same thing every year, year after year, 403 years and counting, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. The results you've been getting is the same results you're going to get, and it's simply that. So that's the primary and one of the primary and pertinent reasons while we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And the rock we were hewn from and the ditch we were dug for our ancient ones. To get a clue, to make choices, the right choices. And as I said, we all need to be on the same track, not your family traditions and not any other entity traditions, but what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub says, because you are his servants. And that's how we'll all be on the same page. And that would be pleasing to the Most High. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And perhaps you're wondering, who are the you that I'm making reference to? Sister Abby of New York City. She's not with us tonight. She has personal reason. Cartrell of New York City. And as I said, they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. They're not getting paid a dime for this. And they love their brothers and sisters as themselves. And they're not looking for any special accolades. We all should be doing the very same thing. They're not looking for any validation and our approval. We all should be doing the same thing, which is being on the same page with Yah and one another. Praise Yah. So without further ado, let me bring Brother Cartrell on. Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Brother Yasuf, shalom, shalom. May the Most High bless you as well. And your family, the Abiyah, and all the sisters and brothers that's out there. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, brother. Thank you very much. And may your family be blessed along with you too, brother. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, even the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Said a mouthful, man. Your friends, the people that really love you, gonna tell you the truth about yourself.
Exactly.
That's the people that you want around you. Not the friends that's gonna flatter you and lie to you and make you feel good, but not really telling you what your flaws are, because people don't like to hear what their flaws are. But when you tell people what their flaws are, you make them think about it, and you hope that they change.
Right.
And a major change that people have to make, especially Israelites, is the mindset that we were chosen by Yah, yes, but we were chosen to be his servants, right? That's what we read.
Exactly.
And he got codifications that go along with that, which we didn't follow, which is why we were in a situation that we're in. It doesn't matter what we do. As long as we break the codes, we're going to be in confusion, in division, and out of line, out of order. Everything that Yah creates, obeys his structure and his order, and we out of line because we don't. So when we get back to that, we're going to be a servant. We're going to be a nation. He created us to be a holy nation so he could walk in the midst of us and walk on earth. He ain't promised in heaven. He wants to dwell on earth with mankind.
Praise y'all, Gautrell. He certainly does.
Praise y'all.
Thank you, Gautrell. Thank you, fellow students. And if Gautrell is ready to proceed in the first segment of this study, we're ready to proceed, which is basically the first and last of this book, Vayikra. I got it, Vayikra. I mean, the last book, I get it, Vayikra. And that's the same in Gautrell. But we're about to start on the book of Numbers. Thank you, Gautrell. The book of Numbers beginning tomorrow, which is really not the name of this book. The name of this book is B-E-M-I-D-A-R. It's Midbar. It means in the wilderness. I traveled in the wilderness before we came to the promised land. Praise y'all. It's a very interesting study, too. Okay? But let's go to the last chapter, chapter 27. And it's talking about the redeeming of persons and property which you dedicated to God, and how you can redeem and or not redeem that property in a person. Praise y'all. Okay. Now, Yah spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel. He said to them, when a man consecrate by a vow certain persons to Yah, according to your valuation, the priest, if your valuation is of a male from 20 years up to 60 years old, then your valuation shall be 50 shekels of silver to redeem, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. If it is a female, then your valuation, if this was vowed, shall be 30 shekels. And if from 5 years old up to 20 years old, then your valuation for a male should be 20 shekels, and for a female, 10 shekels. And if from a month old up to 5 years old, then your valuation for a male, as far as the redemption process is concerned, shall be 5 shekels of silver. And for a female, your valuation shall be 3 shekels of silver. And if from 60 years old and above, if it is a male, then your valuation shall be 15 shekels. And for a female, 10 shekels. But if he is too poor to pay your valuation, these priests, on his vow, he shall present himself before the priest. And the priest shall set a value for him according to the ability of him who vowed. The priest shall make value of him, shall value him. Now, if it is an animal that men may bring as an offer to Yah, all that anyone gives to Yah shall be holy. If you give anything, human or animal, shall be deemed as holy. He shall not substitute it or exchange it for good or bad, or bad for good for bad, or bad for good. If he at all exchanged animal for animal, then both it and the one exchanged shall be holy. You got to give up both of them. If it is an unclean animal, which they do not offer as a sacrifice to Yah, then he shall present the animal for the priest, this unclean animal. And the priest shall set a value on it, whether it is good or bad, as you, the priest, value it, so it shall be. But if he wants at all to redeem it, along with that redemption price, he must add 1/5 to your valuation, to the priest's valuation. And when a man dedicates his house, his vows his house to Yah, to be holy to Yah, then the priest will set a value for it, whether it is good or bad, as the priest values it. So it shall stand. If he who dedicates it wants to redeem his house, then he must add 1/5 of the money of your valuation to it, and it shall be his. If a man dedicates to Yah part of the field of his possession for Yah, then your valuation shall be according to the seed for it, not the field itself. A homer of barley seed shall be valued at 50 shekels of silver. If he dedicates his field from the year of Jubilee, According to your valuation, the priest is your stain. But if he dedicates his field after the jubilee, then the priest shall reckon him the money due according to the years that remain to the year of the following jubilee. And it shall be deducted from your valuation. And he who dedicates the field over wishes to redeem it, then he must add one-fifth along with that valuation of the money to it. And it shall belong back to him. But if he does not want to redeem the field, or if he has sold the field to another man, it shall not be redeemed anymore. Case closed with you. You have no connection with that property. But the field, when it is released in Jubilee, shall be holy to Yah. It shall still remain to Yah as a devoted field. It shall be a possession of the priest. If a man dedicates to Yah a field which he has bought, which is not the field of his possession, he don't really own it, then the priest shall reckon to him the worth of the valuation up to the year of Jubilee. He shall give your valuation on that day as a holy offering to Yah. In the year of Jubilee, the field shall return to him for whom it was bought, not to the man who sold it, but to the man who actually, a woman who actually owned it, to the woman who owned the land as a possession. And all your valuations shall be according to the shekel of the sanctuary, not a dollar bill, 20 gerahs to the shekel. But the firstborn of animals, which shall be Yah's firstborn, no man dedicates, because it's Yah's already. Whether it is an ox or a sheep, it is Yah's. If it is an unclean animal, then he shall redeem it according to your valuation, the priest's, and add one-fifth to it. Or if it is not redeemed, then it shall be sold according to your valuation, the priest's. Nevertheless, no devoted offering to Yah that a man may devote to Yah of all that he has, both man or beast, or the field of his possession, shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted offering is most holy to Yah. When you say your word, you got to stand by your word. Ain't no give me back. Ain't no Indian gift. No person under the ban who may become doomed to destruction. If you find yourself in a sanctuary city and you're doomed to destruction because of your action among men, shall be redeemed. It says, no person under the ban who may become doomed to destruction among men, all men, shall be redeemed. But surely he be put to death. And all the types of the land, whether of the seed of the land or the first of the fruit of the tree, is Yah's. It is holy to the Elohim. If a man wants at all to redeem any of his tithes, he shall add one-fifth to it. And concerning the tithe of the herd of the flock, whatever passes under the rod, the tenth one shall be holy to Yah. That's his. He shall not inquire whether it is good or bad, nor shall it he exchange it. If he exchanges it at all, then both it and the one exchange it shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed. These are the commandments which Yah commanded Moses for the children of Israel on Mount Sinai. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cartrell, my dear brother and friend, do you have a commentary on this redemption process and so on and so forth?
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. Unfortunately, Yamsu, we can't relate to none of this, can we?
No,
we ain't got land to dedicate to Yah. We ain't got houses to dedicate to Yah. We don't even have animals to
dedicate to
the Most High.
You're certainly correct.
We can really do is devote ourselves while we're in this captivity to the Most High. That's the only thing we can really offer. We ain't got none of this stuff right here. Besides that, we ain't got the priest to receive it. So we read this last chapter in the book of Vayikra, and we can't even relate because we didn't have none of these possessions. But if we did have them, this is what we were supposed to do. Where it says, no one devoted to destruction who shall be devoted from among men shall be ransomed. He shall surely be put to death. Meaning, if you committed a crime and you're meant to face the death penalty you can't all of a sudden devote yourself to the Most High with a vow and dedicate yourself. Yah saying, nah, it's too late. You can't be ransomed. You shall surely be put to death. So you might as well get your life straight before you have to, like, be in that desperate situation. You try to devote yourself to the Most High too late. All praises.
My apologies, Katria, fellow students. I had to step away from the mic for a short moment. I do apologize. And Katria, you said you like the part that says what in regards to these need-to-know studies, even though we're not in a position to exercise them. Just because you're not in a position to exercise anything, that does not necessitate the fact you need to know about it. That's why we study them. Go ahead, Katria.
That was verse 29. No one devoted to destruction. That means you're facing a death penalty. But even though you're a man, shall be devoted from among men, shall be ransomed. He shall surely be put to death. You can't wait till you got the death penalty or the Most High pronounces death on you to then decide you're going to dedicate yourself to the Most High. It's too late.
Too much. Too late.
And in the beginning, we know of people who are consecrated and dedicated to the Most High. Samuel's mother, she couldn't have a child, and she wept at the temple and cried and thought she was drunk. And she vowed a vow to Yah that if Yah gave her a son, she would consecrate her son and dedicate him to the Most High. And then we have Samson's mother, Shimshon. His mother did the same thing. So there are times in our history when our people felt the need to devote themselves or their children to the Most High. And that's basically what this is talking about. Insofar as people are concerned.
Well, Carter, I like what you said. And people do that. And I think it puts people on front street. Don't wait till you at death door and you've been sentenced. And then you want to make a vow. It's too much, too little, too late. I mean, in regards to those vows made to the LOM, in regards to your life, don't wait till the last moment. Y'all ain't hearing that. And that applies to life in general. Don't think you can get away at the end. You knocking on death door, you old, you sick, you dying, and then you want to make a vow. Y'all ain't nobody's fool now, okay? And that applies to life in general, Contrary.
Oh, yeah. And you may not have noticed, but we find out the definition of what a tithe is in verse 30. All these people are paying tithe in church. Preacher talking about you want to hear no change shaking in the basket. All he wants is dollar bills. That ain't tithe. You know what tithe is? It says all the tithe of the land. And what do you mean? Whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the trees is Yah's. It is holy to Yah.
That's what it means by tithes. If these jackleg preachers are telling you something otherwise, they're not correct because they're not studying. They're just going by what somebody told them, and they're telling you the very same nonsense.
It says, and all the tithe of the herds or the flock, whether it passes under the rod, the tenth shall be holy to Yah. He shall not examine whether it is good or bad. Neither shall he exchange it. If he exchanges at all, then both of them, and that which for it is exchanged, shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed. And when they passed those animals under the rod, every tenth animal was marked and given to the Most High. It said it didn't matter whether it was good or bad.
Exactly.
You had to count every 10 and take that 10th one out.
Right. And that's what it means by 10th. Yeah. And they're telling you something otherwise. They didn't say anything about your shekels or your garage. Talking about the animals, the land, and so on and so forth. Thank you, Cottrell.
Yes, so the shekels and the garage, all that is for people when they dedicate themselves, when you dedicate an animal to the Most High. That's when that comes into play.
Exactly. Praise Yah, Cottrell. Praise Yah. That's why these studies are urgently needed, because you have been taught an error, therefore you live in error. And it doesn't suffice with the Most High. And you will suffer the consequences of your error. And most times, sometimes it's weird for error. You just don't simply want to know. Sometimes people don't want to know the truth, just like in A Few Good Men. Why? Because they can't handle the truth. And they don't want to change. And that's the bottom line. Thank you, Cottrell. They love that place. Go ahead, Cottrell.
It's the leadership. These pastors, these ministers, these spiritual teachers, they're not teaching this chapter. They skip over this. They do the skip to Malou. Because what they've done is hijack what? What have they hijacked? The things that belong to Yah for themselves.
Exactly. Praise Yah, Kaji.
That's what it amounts to. That's
what it is, my brother. It don't amount to it. It is. You certainly correct on that, Kaji. It is what it is. It's true. Thank you, Kaji. Very appreciative, bro.
All praise.
I very appreciate your dedication to Yah. And I very much appreciate your dedication to the brothers and sisters of this nation. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. I'm a servant. It's like you said, I'm a servant. And I realize that. I recognize that. And that's what I got to be.
That's what we all should be and got to be, Cottrell. I only wish more brothers and sisters. I only wish more brothers and sisters had just a direction and a purpose and a love for the Most High and for your nation. Praise Yah. Commendable, brother.
Too bad that's not contagious.
Yeah, I wish it was. I wish it was like a plague of goodness. Thank you, Cottrell.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, brother. Cottrell, if you're ready, we're ready to proceed to the next last segment of the study. It was this psalm, which is one and the same, 84. Oh, no, it's not 84. It's 85. I stand corrected. It's prayer that Yah will restore favor to the land. Remember we read about that land in desolation? Because we're not there. I'm certain that would happen. But we got to get ourselves right first. Prayer that Yah will restore, because we need our own thing. Favor to the land. Not universally, but our land. And not neglecting others' land when they fall in line with the children of Israel, his servants. When we fall in line and they fall in line, because we are Yah's priests, not only and simply in their temple, but in a sense, we're servants of Yah, and we're supposed to be representative of Yah. We don't go out and do what everybody else do. We go out and set an example of what you all be doing. And so we have to set an example for the nations, how to emulate and follow after Yah. That's why we're servants of Yah. In that sense, praise Yah and bless his holy name. And we need our own thing. We need our own spot. As Cottrell alluded to succinctly, we don't have no houses. We're only renting houses. Even when you buy it, you still got to rent it because you got to pay taxes. We don't have any animals. We don't have any vineyards. We don't have anything. We don't have any private heritage. We have it, but we don't have it because we ain't got ourselves together in order to get it. So we need to start getting ourselves together. When you stop lying to ourselves and one another and start humbling oneself and stand correction and make those corrections. People are not correcting you to hurt you or belittle you. They're correcting you because we all need correction. Yamsu, Cottrell, everybody needs correction. If you think you're above correction, you're an idiot. You're stupid. That's that simple. Cottrell, Psalm 85, and it was sent to the chief musician, and it was a song of the sons of Korah. You know about them brothers. Their father stood against Yah, but they stood with him. Praise Yah. You got to stop. Just because your daddy is standing against Yah, your friends or whoever you associate with standing against Yah, you got to stand with Yah. Praise Yah. Cottrell, you have the chalkboard, brother. I'm out your way.
Thank you, Brother Yasu Faria. What's the title again?
It's Prayer That Yah Will Restore Favor to the Land.
Prayer That Yah Will Restore Favor in the Land. All praises. That's what we need, right? Because we don't even know what our nation is.
We
ain't talking about Mississippi, Alabama, California, or New York City. We talking about Israel, our land.
Our.
Yeah. Our country, our nation, our inheritance, like you mentioned. And the beauty of the sons of Korah is they show you how to have forward thinking, forward praying, forward vision. Because a vision, but people without a vision, they perish. So they're showing you their vision. In Psalms 85, in a prayer, in a song, that they hope will take effect in the heart of our Creator, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Their appeal is to our Creator. And here's their appeal. Yah, you have been favorable to your land, not our land, your land. Yah created it. Yah made it. Yah called it holy. And he gave it to us as an inheritance, as a people and a nation. He chose us to man that. Unfortunately, we didn't do too well. You have restored the fortunes of Yaakov. Well, not quite yet, but he sees it, doesn't he, in the future. That's future thinking, because Yah will restore the fortunes of Israel. You will have forgiven the iniquity of your people. Again, forward thinking, futuristic thinking, because we're still caught up in our iniquities, and Yah has not forgiven us as of yet. And we have to go to him in Washington, D.C., and ask him for this forgiveness, not only for ourselves, but for our ancient fathers as well. You have covered all their sin, futuristic. You have taken away all your wrath, futuristic. You have turned from the fierceness of your anger. Turn us, Elohim, of our salvation. See, there's only one God of salvation, and he belongs to us, and we belong to him. And he needs to turn us, because we ain't turning ourselves. And cause your indignation towards us to cease. Right. Operate on us. Change us. Reform us. Renew us. Heal us. Forgive us. Will you be angry with us forever? That's the question. Is y'all going to be angry with us forever? You're going to be angry as long as we ain't listening. You're going to be angry as long as we're not obeying. He's going to be angry as long as we don't treat each other like he told us to treat each other. He's going to be angry as long as we don't treat him like he told us to treat him. So it may not last forever because somebody's going to get it. And we're trying to get it right now. Will you draw out your anger to all generations? No, we're trying to stop that. Oh, we need to stop that in this generation right here. Won't you revive us again? That's a plea. That your people may rejoice in you. That's what we do. We love you, Yah. We want to rejoice. We want to sing them songs. We want to dance that dance. We want to give that praise to you and you alone. Show us your loving kindness, Yah. And that's exactly what we need to see. But we have to ask for it. And Yah will show it if we ask for it. Show us your loving kindness, Yah. Grant us your salvation. He ain't just going to give it to you. We have to earn that. We have to earn Yah salvation. I will hear what Elohim, see, starts with hearing. Yah will speak. That's where it all starts. You have to find out what Yah says. What is Yah speaking? And he may not be speaking to you personally, but he wrote everything down so that we can see what he's saying, which is why we have the Real Talk with Real People Blog Talk Show, so we can hear what Yah is saying. We can see what Yah is saying. And we could obey what Yah is saying. But he will speak peace to his people. And from what we've heard, what we've read, what we understand, from what we understand that he's been saying to us, yes, we're looking for that peace. And we know in Christianity they got a lot of saints, but Yah's people are his saints. This is where that word comes from. This is the origin of this word. Yah calls the nation of Israel his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. That's why we study Proverbs. That's why we study Psalms. We study the wisdom of King Solomon so that we don't turn into our folly. Some of us do, some of us don't. Some of us remain in our folly. Some of us do seek wisdom. But the keys right here, Sons of Clark is telling you, but let them not turn again to our folly. Surely, Yah's salvation is near to those who fear him. That's the page you want to be on. Don't fear man. Fear Yah, and you will receive his salvation, that glory may dwell in our land, because Yah's land is our land. His land is our land is his land. Mercy and truth meet together. That's what we need. We need to be merciful with this truth that we have, because Yah is merciful with the truth that he has. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Perfect combination. Righteousness and peace.
That was a song called Perfect Combination on the country. Perfect combination. Yeah.
God bless you and me. Perfect combination.
Beautiful. Beautiful country.
Oh, yeah. They don't play that kind of song, kind of music anymore. But righteousness and peace. Imagine that. Imagine if everybody in the world had righteousness. Do you think there would be peace?
Yeah, because everybody going to want to do right. And it wouldn't be difficult. It wouldn't be difficult to tell somebody when they're off the mark to get right.
Right.
Because you want to do right. When you want to do right,
right,
you have controversy, you have contention.
Mm. Righteousness
peace.
And peace.
Well, Cottrell, there cannot be peace without Yah. We heard that song before. There can never be any peace without Yah's at the conference table. And it's true. In any
exactly.
regard. Yeah.
And what's he looking for? He's looking for righteousness in men. We talk about no justice, no peace. Real peace comes when you're doing righteousness.
Right.
Everybody's doing righteousness. From the leaders to the
true
followers. Cartel. From the rich to the poor. Every nation on the planet should be doing righteousness, and there will be peace. There will be no war. There will be no war. We're waiting for the day for righteousness and peace to kiss each other, because that would mean that wickedness and war will be no more. But guess what? Truth springs out of the earth. How long have they been lying about us and deceiving the people of the planet about Yah? But guess what? You can't suppress truth forever. Forever. It says truth springs out of the earth. And we're seeing truth springing out of the earth. Our people beginning to wake up out of the lies. We're not niggas, African-American, Negroes, colored, black. No, we know we're Israelites now. And you're trying to hide that truth from us. And you couldn't, because truth springs out of the earth. Righteousness has looked down from heaven. Yeah, because it ain't nowhere found on earth. Righteousness has to come down from heaven. Yes, Yah will give that which is good. That's what we're waiting for. Our land will yield this increase. And we just read about that. As long as we're doing right and pleasing in Yah's eyesight. Righteousness goes before him. Yep, it's coming down from heaven. And prepares the way for his steps. So who's bringing righteousness down to the earth? The Most High, coming down from heaven. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. My brother disappeared again. I don't know where he's at. But I'm done. I love y'all. May the Most High open up your meditation, your heart to receive the message that has been sent out today. May these words take flight in our hearts and our minds and our spirits, that we may be in tune with Yah's salvation. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. Join us on September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. For us going before Yah to repent and ask Yah to forgive us and unite us and fix us, like this song says. We need Yah to turn us, Elohim, salvation, and cause your indignation towards us to cease. All praises.
Wait, Cartier, thank you, brother. I'm back. I don't know if you can read me. Can you hear me, my brother?
Hey, now.
Okay. I had to come patch in through the phone. But if you're looking for peace with Yah, you always have to ask yourself, what part do you play in the equation? There's a lack of peace is what you're doing godly or ungodly, good or not good. And if you don't, if you're doing godly or ungodly, good or not good, then you've broken the peace. And there can never be any peace unless Yah is at the conversation. And that's the bottom line. And Cottrell, thank you so much, brother, for loving Yah so much and loving your brothers and sisters so much and putting up with your brother Young Suk so much. Thank you very much for your humility. Thank you very much for your able to take correction and to give it, because that's part of the equation of being an elder. He's just not sitting there licking on a lollipop. Elders don't sit there licking on a lollipop. They tell folks stuff they don't want to hear. They tell them the truth. That's what elders do. They're not looking for valuation and our approval. If any approval they're looking for and searching for, it's from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Thank you very much, Katrin.
You're very welcome, Yah Su. And it's only a reflection of my dedication to Yah. I made my vows to Yah, like I said, when I was 14 years old. And I haven't wavered from it. A lot of things are painful to me because I'm a human being. And I see what other people are doing, what other people are getting. But y'all know, let me know, I'm on a different path. And I made that vow to him to serve him. Come to find out, we all supposed to be doing the same thing. And
right,
there's a path of peace. And it's caused me to seek mercy and truth, to be merciful to my people, and to teach them the truth. And in that path of life, I definitely have experienced a deep peace. Where I see people stressed out. People say, why you look so young? Why you sound so young? I'm not stressed out like y'all. I know the key.
And I'm not going to let anything stress me. If y'all give me this peace of mind, I'm going to maintain it and keep it. And that's that on that. As you said, Katya, I've made my vows to y'all. I'm going to continue. Nobody, anyone likes it or not. I'm not here for valuation. I'm not here for validation. I'm not here for approval of men. I'm here to do what Yah will require all of us to do and exercise the love and obedience to Yah and the love and common courtesy to one another. Praise Yah and tell them what's right, even when they don't want to hear. It's true. Thank you, Cottrell.
All praises.
And for you, all praises. They ain't going to know. You're looking for peace. Peace ain't free. Peace has a price. It's a price of obedience. Price of correction. It's a price of humility. And there will never be no peace for you unless Yah is at the conference table. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Thank you very much, Cottrell, and thank you very much, fellow students. May you all be blessed. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.